for a little ecclesia. At the present time, we would also like to bring you the love and greetings of Brother and Sister Connell. Sister Connell is quite sick at the present time. And also Brother Stuart McLeod. He's in the hospital since last Sunday. And the report says he's doing well, though he has a kind of a wheeze in his voice, and he might be pneumonia. Anyway, we know they're doing a lot. But we'd like to suggest, if anybody does, which some have already done, send cards, to send them to the St. Mary's Hospital, because many have sent to us. Normally, we'd be glad to get them over to him, but we'll be away for 10 days. So if you do send any now to our place for him, why, it'll be some time before he gets them. St. Mary's Hospital, Saginaw. The topic, God opens the hearing ear. We're going to read these three verses of the scripture first. That is Psalm 40, verse 6 to 8. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. There is the particular subject. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. Of course, this, first of all, applies to Jesus because it's quoted over in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, referring directly to Jesus. But we know that as he was, so are we in this world, and the things that are in here fit us also, as we will see a little later. Now, the word hearing ear is like many other words, does not mean just to listen to a sound. You might hear an explosion, and that wouldn't mean anything to you. But it has the thought in the scriptures of one that listens, and one that obeys. The mother will say to a child, do you hear me? When the child is doing something that the mother doesn't like, and that means that you've got to do what I say. It has the thought, you see, of obedience. And so, what it means about the hearing ear, it means one that listens to what God says in his word. One who is willing to be convinced, not one that's trying to oppose the things that they hear in God's word, but rather is anxious to learn, and then knowing will obey. We might say it's just the opposite from what we sometimes say a person turns a deaf ear to a suggestion. And we believe that when a person does have this hearing ear, the scriptures show that God does his part by opening their ears to more truths, to more in harmony with the scripture that says, seek and ye shall find. And we find that there's a purpose to this, that God gives this understanding to certain ones that he's going to use in his work. Now, otherwise we might say, well, why are we favored above everybody else that we know God's plan? Well, it isn't just to satisfy our curiosity, but it is for the purpose that we can cooperate in his work. Jesus tells us about the difference between servants and friends. He said, a servant doesn't know what his Lord does. But he said, I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And it was for a purpose, so that they could cooperate intelligently in the work. Now, a lot of workmen do work that they don't know what's going, they know what's the immediate work they're doing, but they don't know what it's going to end up in. It's a part of a great thing. But now, those that have the hearing ear and that God opens, it's to give them an understanding so that they can intelligently cooperate in that work, and at the same time it will work out in them a transforming of character that's necessary for the future. Now we find from Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong unto God. Now God doesn't tell all he knows. There's so much that he doesn't tell us anything about. And he keeps his plan secret until the proper time. And we can say the proper time is the best time for his creatures. Now, he tells us in another place that his thoughts and his ways are higher than ours. And the more I think about it, the more I think we can't realize how much higher the Heavenly Father's ways and thoughts are ours. The Apostle Paul says his ways are past finding out until, of course, he reveals them. So we think then that it's best for his creatures. You know, if we were showing a whole lot of wonderful things all at once, we'd be just confused. If the early church had known all that the church would have to go through in the gospel age, why, they just wouldn't be able to grasp it at all. But now, looking back, of course, we know that it all has a meaning. And we think that the person needs certain experiences before they can really understand and appreciate certain things. This is the, we know that by experience. Most of us, when we started in the narrow way, we knew a certain amount. But there were certain things that we didn't understand until we had some actual experience. And so we believe that that's one of the things that's the Lord's arrangements for his creatures. So we can say then that he reveals his plans when his creatures can have experience and can understand and can appreciate. Now, he permits them to wonder sometimes and even to misunderstand him, sometimes for a long period of time. We know that that's true of the world of mankind today. They wonder sometimes, and they certainly don't understand. They misunderstand the great Creator. They see his unfinished work. And trying to decide from his unfinished work, they misunderstand him. But we find that this is going to be a good thing, ultimately, for the world of mankind. This particular period, that when they do understand, they're really going to appreciate it ever so much more. Now, when Lucifer and Adam disobeyed, it would seem, from natural thinking, that they should have been destroyed right away. I presume almost anybody would have come to that conclusion. Well, here they disobeyed. The soul that sinneth, it shall die, and the best way is just destroy them. Now, that would be natural thinking, and most of us probably would have felt that way. But no, the Lord didn't. He had something much better than that. He permitted them to continue to live. And not only that, he